The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. You know, we are focusing on your heart health today, and really we're going to look at various aspects of your health throughout the month of February. Today we're looking at prevention and treatment, but especially cardiac rehab options for you. If you have a heart event or you have something going on, that is on the ticket today. And Lori Morris, the program manager and RN at North Idaho Cardiac Rehab Facility here in Sandpoint, actually in Ponderay, is going to remind us about what is good. And we want to move all of you and encourage all of you to actually do these good options that we're going to talk about wherever you are on your heart health journey. This is for all of us. So right now we're going to take our first break, do a little business, and we will be right back.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Hey, Les Schwab Tires here. Right now, you can save up to $150 on select sets of four tires during our Founders Celebration Sale. So stop in, save some money, and help your family stay safe on the road. You'll see we have plenty of tire savings to go around, and around, and around, and around. Check out our tires on sale and book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer while supplies last. See LesSchwab.com/sale for details.
The Rusty Trunk is taking over North Idaho with a second location, opening February 14th in Bonners Ferry. Come celebrate and shop our store opening specials at both locations, 6127 Main Street, Bonners Ferry, previously Carter Country, and 875 Kootenai Cutoff Road, Ponderay, across from the Animal Shelter. Open 9 a.m. to 5:30, Monday through Saturday. Vintage, collectibles, antiques, art, and more. Discover your new favorite place to shop, The Rusty Trunk.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's the Cure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
North Idaho's Radio, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. As I said, we are talking with Lori Morris today. She is the program manager and RN at North Idaho Cardiac Rehab. Lori, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to, lean into that microphone a little bit. Let's begin with your experience. What is the background in medicine that you have that has got you to the Cardiac Rehab Center?
Well, I started out in ICU for about 20 years. and then went to cardiac rehab after that and have done probably the next 20 almost in cardiac rehab.
All right. Excellent. Now, I know that Bonner General Health used to have cardiac rehab, and the reason the new clinic is open is because Bonner General Health discontinued the cardiac rehab. When and how did they do that?
That was during COVID, when in the hospital shut down. Certain services, well, shut down essential or non-essential things. And so at that point, further into COVID, it was closed down permanently.
Yeah. I was surprised to hear that, as you know. When I talked to you, I was trying to get Bonner General Health here to talk to me about cardiac rehab. And I don't know why I wasn't successful. Now I know why. So I double appreciate your being here. First of all, tell our audience where the clinic is located and do you accept insurance? Just a little bit about how the clinic operates.
Okay. It's on the Highway 200 it's called North Idaho Medical Village, if anybody's familiar with that, past the Elks Golf Course. And we take a lot of our patients are Medicare and some Medicaid. We also have commercial insurances, depending on which commercial insurance you have. I'm starting to see a little bit more of them taking on cardiac rehab.
Oh, good.
And also veterans.
Okay. Do you take Medicare?
Yes, Medicare.
Okay. What about Pacific Source?
Yes. Okay. So Medicare and there's the Medicare with supplements and then Advantage programs, which is through like Pacific Source, Blue Cross. And most of those do.
Okay.
Yes, but they will have a copay generally.
All right. So cardiac rehab, we're going to start with the rehab because so many things that you do in rehab exactly or almost exactly match what we all ought to be doing to prevent having to come in and meet you and your team.
Right.
So, but let's start with the rehab. And I'll tell you, when I first started thinking about this, it was just all about the exercise. So let's begin there. But I know there are so many other components to your rehab. I confess I had no idea. So I'm excited about learning this. So start us off with the exercise portion of cardiac rehab. How does that work? What do you expect?
So everybody coming in will be at most likely a different level, depending on what they were doing beforehand, their age. It could be someone who's very deconditioned, and it's going to be personal goals of where they want to be. But the objective is to get somebody.
What is deconditioned?
Physically not in good shape.
Oh, okay.
They maybe have not exercised very much. Let's see, what else? And then whatever their goals are. But our main objective is to get them back to where they can feel better physically, have more energy, be able to do the things that they want to do, and move on with life. Know that they have the confidence that they can do the activity. Because you may have some people who never go to cardiac rehab, and because they had a heart attack or they had open heart surgery or something like that, heart-related, they get more fearful.
Mm-hmm.
About doing anything. So then they become more sedentary and do less. So this gives people the confidence of, I'm okay. They're on a telemetry monitor while they're exercising, so we can see what their heart rate and rhythm is doing, making sure they're staying within the heart rate range that's acceptable. Also, that their rhythm, they're not having any irritation of the heart. So they stay on that for a period of time. And then if we don't see that anything is, you know, problematic, then we usually take them off. And that's a good positive step for them.
Yes.
To know that, hey, I look good.
Yeah.
And I'm pushing it more. So then we kind of increase that level for them of intensity over time.
You know, Lori, it makes perfect sense to me that a person who's had some kind of cardiac event or intervention with stents or whatever is going on, that they would feel vulnerable. Like, I can't push it. I can't have sex. I can't make any kind of effort because I'll have another heart attack.
Exactly.
So it seems to me really, really important that if they would look at cardiac rehab, I mean, I'd get on a treadmill and run like crazy. If you were standing there ready to take care of me, if I fell, I mean, your team, that would be my encouragement to be always monitored. I think that'd make them feel more willing to exercise.
Yes, and there are, that is a big bonus for them, and that's why they do feel comfortable, because we are monitoring them. We have a defibrillator there. We have doctors in the building, so they feel very more comfortable.
Yes.
And if anything were to go wrong, statistically in cardiac rehab, that does not happen very often,
right?
Because we are monitoring them. And we're also explaining and educating our patients that you need to tell us if something doesn't feel right.
Right.
If you develop chest pain or shortness of breath that's unusual and feel weak or palpitations or anything, you need to tell us right away.
Right.
So we can properly assess it.
Right. Do you find that people who are fairly used to exercising before the heart event are more willing to do rehab? I mean, I guess I want to say it surprises me that, like, I would think 85-90% of heart patients would want rehab, no matter what their physical exertion had been before the event. They would see, hey, I need this.
Yeah, it really depends. It depends on the person. Sometimes when they are really physically fit and they think they eat healthy, or you know, they probably do eat fairly healthy, they think they have enough knowledge and that they're already doing it. And they don't realize how much benefit.
Even though they had a heart attack.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And we do talk about that sometimes when they come in and they don't think, you know, do I really need to do this? I'm always learning different things, even when I started the program. I think we all can continue to learn. And as we were discussing lifestyle, there's things to be learned always, new information and tweaking our diets. We're all not 100% perfect at what we do.
Right.
We try our best. And the other aspect of it is social support for everybody, because you have people in there that have gone through similar situations. And I always love to sit
other
back.
Other clients that
yeah,
are
other
in
patients.
Patients with them. Yes.
Yes. And that is one of the things we all, my staff, we love to see, the camaraderie, the support and encouragement that they give one another, not just from us, but from each other. Because you could have somebody in the same class that's, you know, maybe very deconditioned and very elderly, and somebody who's younger, and they're not going to be in the same place of exercise, and that's okay. But the other person who may be a little bit more fit is really encouraging for
even the builders. Older person ought to encourage the younger person, like, look, if this 85-year-old can do this,
yeah, exactly.
I can do this.
Exactly.
I can be strong to do this. Lori, I think I said one time when we were talking on the phone that I was reading, and this is pertaining to what you were just saying, that science in the issues of treating heart situations and stents and just everything that for the emergency intervention.
Right.
That the medical doctors and teams can do has advanced decade after decade. They are so much better at what they're doing. And yet the number of people percentage-wise that actually go to cardiac rehab has not increased that much over the same number of years. It's just kind of just that same lower level of participation.
Right. Right. And so some of that is attributable to, you might have a young person, maybe in their 50s, 60s. They're not on Medicare yet. They're still in the workforce. Mm. So they can't get away from work. And depending on where they are.
Cost issue.
And a cost issue. Advantage programs have co-pays. So that's cost prohibitive for some families. You know, if it's Pacific Source and they're paying $35 each time they come, that could be and hindrance. So we really try to work with our patients with the type of cardiac rehab that I do. It's intensive cardiac rehab. And we are the only ones in the state of Idaho doing intensive cardiac rehab at this point. which is pretty exciting that we have it here in Sandpoint.
That's amazing. So define for us intensive, if you can, in terms of how that might be compared to programs in Idaho that are not considered that.
Okay. And yeah, so intensive doesn't mean that it's an intensive workout. What it means is there's a traditional model of cardiac rehab, which is throughout the country. And has been predominantly there for many years. And that is the patient gets 36 sessions of exercise, mostly exercise, with whatever that program can do for education. So they are getting some education. And we always did a fabulous job. Even at the hospital, we had at least 15 to 20 minutes of exercise for the people. Education. So intensive cardiac rehab, the patient gets 72 sessions.
Wow, that's almost, that is double.
It is double, yes. And they are, each time they come, they're doing two sessions. So they're getting 1 hour of education and 1 hour of exercise. So very heavy on the education, more so, that they're getting.
Because we need that. We really, especially as we've said a couple of times now, the knowledge base for what we know about nutrition or exercise or sleep or whatever is changing all the time, advancing. And so I could sit in on an hour of your education, I know, and learn something. Well,
definitely.
That's what we're doing today a little bit, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. And I've had in the last month or two several spouses, because spouses and caregivers can sit in on the education, which is
really excellent,
really great, because oftentimes if it's, the husband that's in cardiac rehab, the wife is mostly doing the cooking, or sometimes it's the other way around, or a caregiver. And I've had recently several of them say to me, why doesn't everybody go through this program?
Exactly.
Because it's prevention. And before, or I've had patients say, I wish I would have known all this stuff. Yeah. Before I had my event.
That's what I said before. The very thing that you're doing in the rehab, like on nutrition, for example, is exactly what we all need to know and we all need to be doing. All right. So there's the physical, the 72 exercise sessions, and then the education that's probably going to get into my next question areas, like lifestyle changes in diet and nutrition. Talk about that. What's kind of the short overview of the diet and nutrition education.
Okay. And just a little bit of a correction. 36 exercise sessions and 36 education.
Oh, I see.
So every time they come in, they are doing exercise and education.
Okay.
And they're there for approximately 2 hours.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Yes.
I was really up in that exercise part.
Yeah.
Wasn't I?
Well, sometimes people really focus on, I've got to get the exercise, which is important. But what we need to look at is our whole lifestyle.
The other 23 hours a day.
That's right. And it all contributes to health. Nutrition is a huge part of what turns on and off genes.
Yes.
And what are we doing all day long? Making choices about what we eat.
Yes.
And we have to make healthy choices.
So what do you basically recommend? I know you're vegan, I'm vegan, but I'm pretty sure that people are not told you need to go vegan. How do you handle making recommendations on diet and nutrition?
So Pritikin, when we do education, it's off three pillars. Our program is a Pritikin program, which is one of the intensive cardiac rehabs that exists today besides Ornish and Benson Henry. So when we're talking about education for us, we're doing exercise, nutrition, and healthy mindset are the three that we focus on. Nutrition is a huge aspect of it. We have a dietitian on staff who meets with our patients at least once during their time there, doing a one-on-one with them and kind of meeting them where they're at. So I would say first we meet people where they're at. Not everybody is going to go vegan, and Pritikin actually
recommend that. Yeah,
what they really emphasize is whole foods, unprocessed foods. Heavily plant-based if you can. But when we're talking about eating any animal protein or dairy, it's going to be low-fat, non-fat, and in minimal quantities for dairy. And then lean meats, chicken, fish, And then we're going to be talking about portion size. So it doesn't mean that it's 6 ounces of something. It's condiment on your plate, and everything else on your plate is the vegetables or fruit or grain.
Okay, so whole food, plant-based, really leaning into fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and beans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Be full of, you're full of beans is a very good thing.
Yeah.
The food, I can understand people who have been eating bacon and sausage, just same two things. And they're essentially being told, you know, you need to really lean away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't want to do that. What do you say? I'm not going to do that. You just probably say, well, that's your decision.
Well, it is their decision.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're coming off of an event like they've had,
yes,
it's giving autonomy and control to your patient, and you can't make anybody do anything. So we really talk about, what are you willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not willing to maybe reduce the amount or the frequency of what they're eating, maybe it's adding in things that we talk about and emphasize. And like I said, we have a wonderful dietitian that is just great with the patients. Also, that once a week she cooks for them.
Mm-hmm.
In the program. So on Thursdays, she cooks. That way, people who may not even understand or have heard of some of these foods that we're talking about, like quinoa or farro or something like that, they get to taste it and see, do I like this way of cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And we make it simple so that it's not a hard, you know, you're in the kitchen for 5 hours cooking.
You just said so many important things about them, taking back how vulnerable and helpless you must feel in the ambulance on your way to whatever, and to get that control back in your life, and then to introduce them to quinoa, for example, that it's not mystery. You may like it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you cook it. And then you don't have to be afraid of it. It's not wild. It's not like bark.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We're not stripping trees and giving that, calling it quinoa.
Yeah, and sometimes...
it's just a wonderful grain that cooks faster than brown rice.
That's right.
Which is a big advantage.
It is an advantage. And, it, you know, there's different textures of these grains, and, you know, people can just try it and see if they like it.
Or put them together. All right, unbelievable. We're up against our next break. We're going to take that break right now.
Deer Park Farm Center is now AgriService, so get your equipment ready for spring. Schedule your winter service inspection at AgriService and save up to 15% on AMCO parts, and have our factory-trained service technicians complete the work. Schedule now and have your service complete before March 31st to take advantage of this deal. Don't sacrifice your productivity. Get the most reliable service with our winter service special happening now at AgriService. We don't compromise on quality, and neither should you. AgriService. Together, we drive agriculture forward.
This February, love is in the air at the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry. With sweetheart deals on rooms, dining, and the spa. We're celebrating with super spins all month long and thousands of dollars in giveaways. Stay at the Kootenai Falls Lodge starting at $59 midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $79. The Springs Restaurant is offering a February feast. For lunch, try the Selkirk Burger, Jackpot Chicken Sandwich, or Prime Dip Sandwich for just $13. And for dinner, the Chef Salad, Yankee Pot Roast, or the Chicken Fried Steak are just $14. Treat your special someone or yourself to a day at the Kootenai Spa, where the Cactus Wrap Scalp Ritual and Anti-Stress Facial is only $149. Bring your honey and win some money. Book your getaway today. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
The Decemberists return to the concert stage. Saturday, July 27th, Spokane Pavilion. The Decemberists, A Peaceable Kingdom 2024 Tour. Saturday, July 27th, Spokane Pavilion. Special guest, Rat Boys. On sale Friday, 10 a.m. at SpokanePavilion.com. The Decemberists, performing songs spanning their entire career. Presented by Spokane Pavilion Concerts.
It's Coeur d'Alene Casino's Core Stars Entertainment Series. No holds barred excitement of King of the Cage, Thursday, February 15th. Don't miss Queen Nation, the ultimate tribute to the music of Queen, live Thursday, March 7th. 38 Special's timeless blast of Southern Rock hits live Thursday, April 18th. Get your tickets now at cdacasino.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
97.1 FM, KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We've got it going on for you today with Lori Morris. She is the program manager of a really great team of professionals, and she's an RN over at the North Idaho Cardiac Rehab Facility. It is the only rehab facility serving Sandpoint, Bonner's Ferry, kind of this part of North Idaho. There are rehab facilities, cardiac rehab in Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. and of course at Holy Family and into Spokane. But so we are blessed to have them. And we've been talking about the exercise component and then diet and nutrition. But Lori, I was really interested. There are other components to this cardiac rehab program that you do that are kind of more like stress management and depression and mental fog, kind of the mental clarity, the mental resilience that we need. Yeah, mm-hmm. to thrive. Tell mm-hmm. us about that part of the program. What does that involve?
So that is one of our other pillars, which is healthy mindset. We do workshops on just different ways of dealing with stress, reducing stress, managing moods, relationships we go into. There's lots of different techniques that we can try to help relieve the stress or depression. You know, when somebody goes through a heart attack or a procedure, it is really normal. And we let people know that it's very normal to have these feelings of anxiety, fear, about their future, about what they can do, about what maybe they've lost, some depression from that, mm-hmm. that even some of the medications yes. can cause depression. Mm-hmm. So if you give it a name and admit that it's going on.
It's not just you. This is what happens.
Right, right. And that I can get through this one day at a time. And they have, again, us as a good support team, the other patients. So that helps them too, to not feel so alone. But so we go through several workshops with them and talk about the normalcy of that and how to cope with it.
Yes. It would seem to me that one of the big hurdles to get over at whatever age this happens is you're probably looking at that wall called mortality, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you have to deal with it. You know, at a certain age, we all think we'll live forever, even though you would say, no, I know.
Right.
But something in your head
yes,
doesn't address that ever.
It most definitely does. And a lot of times when people will say to me, I just don't know how this happened, or like I didn't expect this. None of us do.
Right.
Some of the signs and symptoms that we even maybe were there, we attributed to I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. That's very common. I hear that a lot, the shortness of breath and tiredness. Well, I just thought I was getting older.
Yeah.
And then we're all good at just taking our heart for granted.
Yes.
and our bodies, you know, and it's all good until it's not.
Yeah.
Because to date, nothing's happened. So I must be okay. We need that little nudge, and it becomes this is the nudge. And I let patients.
I think nudge may not be a strong enough word.
Well, right. but you'd be surprised. Sometimes people think I just had a little heart attack, and you know, it's a heart attack. It's a risk. You have risk factors, and we would all do better to serve ourselves if we were told any risk factors we had, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, or pre-diabetes. To actually
take care of it
because it all can be reversed. And that's something else I would like to really encourage people with, is that we have a lot more control than we think we do. Yes. The Western medical model is we wait for a disease and then there's a pill for it because most people might not do what they're supposed to do, right? So we do. It's great that we have medications that can turn that around. It's great that we have procedures. They're not cures. Mm-hmm. They're fixes for the symptoms.
Right.
So the reversibility potential is on us.
Yes.
To eat correctly, get plenty of sleep, have good community, exercise. There's lots of different pillars to
drink
that.
Drink lots of water. We all know you. I'll bet almost every person who's listening to us today, because I have a really smart audience out there, they know this. The question is, are you doing it? And are you doing it with some faithfulness? Mm-hmm. You don't just think about drinking water and saying it's good. You actually drink a lot of water,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want to say real quick, because we were talking about it on the break, is a positive mental attitude. If you just have to gin it up, just tell yourself, I'm going to be positive today, even though I'm not feeling 100%. Just say it. Just do it. It's so important to good health and energy, I believe.
It is. And one of the things we talk about in a workshop is about our inner dialogue. What is that? Is it negative? And some people, you know, we don't come out of the womb maybe with that negative, or we do come out with a more negative mindset and we have to work towards it. Whereas somebody we've all been around, these very positive people, sometimes you have to recognize that you have to work at being positive and,
yeah.
and not look at things as, why is this happening? We might ask that question, but do we turn it around and think of it as an obstacle or an opportunity? Because believe it or not, sometimes I've heard people say having this heart attack was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, I can understand that. Not that I want to have that that experience, but I can understand that. We need wake-up calls. And this is a big wake-up call, but it can be a good one if you respond.
Yeah.
What about after graduation? So we've talked about all the different things that your team helps your patients do during the rehab part. What about after graduation? What's available?
So after graduation, we make sure that when we're sitting down at graduation times and ask them, what is your plan? What is your plan for exercise? How are you going to move forward? So we have an existing program right now called Lifestyle RX. And that is led by my exercise physiologist, Jacob, and then my dietitian, Rebecca. And they are dealing with exercise and nutrition. It is a self-paid program. It's not covered by insurance, unfortunately. We wish it was. But they have exercise classes that they can continue in. That would be kind of considered almost like a maintenance program that we used to have at the hospital after they graduated. Mm-hmm. But they can continue there or exercise, you know, at home. But they have the several exercise classes on Wednesdays and Fridays. The dietitian can meet with people, and what we're trying to do now is more with groups to make it more affordable for people.
Yes.
One-on-one is...
Especially after graduation when you might not need so much one-on-one, but...
Right. Right. So she's putting together classes. And then probably in March, what we're trying to add to it right now, too, is anytime our doctors tell our patients or their patient, you need to eat better, exercise more. Most people don't know what that means.
Right.
They might have an idea, but some people actually...
Or their response is, I don't like asparagus.
Yeah. That too.
You know, that's kind of the...
So we're trying to put together some disease prevention classes probably starting in March.
Because everything that you've talked about for cardiac rehab is good for everything. That's like good anti-cancer. That's
Yes.
Anti-diabetes, it's all...
Yes, like I said, people have said, why doesn't everybody get this class?
Yeah.
And then I remind my patients, too, to keep their heads in that information.
Yeah.
Not just, you're not leaving rehab and you're done with it. This is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that Pritikin's motto is progress, not perfection.
Yes.
So we're all on a wellness journey and path. And
it is really good to remember progress, mm-hmm. not perfection.
Right. And being patient with yourself in that process, because we're going to have some setbacks, you know, at times.
Is Lifestyle RX available to anyone in the community?
Yes.
So I could go over and take like the nutrition or both or however it's offered. And
yes.
What does it cost, more or less?
For the classes, for exercise, it's twice a week. And I believe it's $100.
Each or for the
For the month.
And what about the nutrition?
The nutrition, you know, honestly, I don't know what she was, what she worked out her first. She just had her first group, but it's minimal.
Because it's going to be a group rate.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the exercise portion, where the person is coming in and using your equipment, or can they come in, learn about a routine, and then they can go to the Y or their gym or whatever?
He's actually leading most of them together.
Okay.
So we have treadmills, sit-down ellipticals, sit-down steppers, and then he will lead them in weight training, resistance training.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. One other quick comment before we take our next break. And, you know, we've been using the word, at least I've been using the word heart attack or heart event. Mm-hmm. But there are other, like, specific heart things like angina, coronary artery disease, and heart failure. I don't know the difference, but people shouldn't feel like angina, for example. If somebody has angina, would their doctor want them to come in for rehab to try to get them out of that situation?
If it is stable angina, they can come to rehab. If it's unstable, then they're trying to, you know, figure out what they're going to do, and either through medications and or procedures that might happen.
Oh, okay. So if it's stable.
It's
and
stable.
I don't know, I'm sorry, you know, coronary artery disease. And I mean, this would be the doctor. The doctor would be looking at where you are with this situation and saying, yes, rehab, no rehab? Or?
Yes. So when we're talking about all those different types of heart disease, think of heart disease as an umbrella term.
Okay.
The general term we use, that anything that the structure or the function of the heart isn't working correctly. So underneath that, the most common is coronary artery disease.
Okay.
And that's where the arteries get blocked from plaque.
Okay. And then you either get stents put in to avoid a heart attack, or you are having a heart attack and they're putting stents in.
Or open heart surgery.
Okay.
And then it depends. You know, we didn't really talk much about this, but with women, that can look a little different as far as symptoms go.
Yes.
And women, you know, many of the studies were done with men when they looked at all of this research many moons ago.
Yes.
And we're learning that there's some different nuances with women.
Yeah, and sometimes we're up against a break, but there aren't really any kind of normal symptoms. It can be just like, I felt funny.
Right.
I didn't feel good.
Right.
You know, respond to that. If you're not feeling good, your body is telling you something. And if it turns out to be the pizza you ate last night, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the ER and find out what it is. That's what I would say.
Right. If you intuitively feel that way, then...
And you continue to feel that way for 30 minutes and 40 minutes, then...
And not denying it. That's the biggest thing, is we don't want to admit that something is going on.
It's actually really wrong.
Right. And women are really good at that.
And how good it would be, like I say, to go to ER and find out, yeah, okay, it isn't that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We are up against our last break. Going to take it right now.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Pend Oreille, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV, for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's the Cure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income. no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
The savings continue with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart. Choose from 30 packs of Natural Ice and Busch, or 24 packs of Budweiser and Bud Light for just $19.99 in-store only. Pick up Arm & Hammer Liquid Laundry Detergent, now just $9.99. Plus, find great everyday value on 40 or 44-pound bags of Pedigree dried dog food. Save on these items and so much more at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsmen Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sports equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday 3 to 6 or Saturday 9 a.m. to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Friday 11 a.m. to 5, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 2. Admission is just $5 or free with membership sign up. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this weekend.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 AM.
Hey everybody, I am so glad that you are with us today because we are having a really important conversation with Lori Morris. She is the program manager, the chief RN at the North Idaho Cardiac Rehab Clinic. It is the only clinic available in our area. It's located over in Ponderay there by the Elks Golf Course and those medical buildings that are over there. And so what is the address or what's the website, Lori, for people who want to follow up with you on behalf of themselves or a family member?
Sure. The address is 30544 Highway 200, and the website is northidecardiacrehab.com.
Okay, northidecardiacrehab.com. And really, if you just Google Cardiac Rehab Sandpoint, they are going to pop up. They are the one that, they are the one that Google will find for you. Give them a call and talk to your doctor about it. If you've been experiencing different, here I am giving medical advice. Well, really, my advice is always talk to your doctor. You know, if you don't feel good, you know, tell somebody about it. Don't just deny.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Deal with it. All right. Let's, you were just beginning to talk about different symptoms, heart symptoms for men and women.
Right.
Talk to us about what women may be experiencing that's different.
So women, just because of our anatomy also, we have smaller, we tend to have smaller hearts, smaller vessels. And so we may not have the same symptoms we typically will have, like the chest pain. But thinking about it from the neck to the stomach might be chills, like chill sweating, some nausea, indigestion type feeling. You could have some fatigue, extreme fatigue. Also some pain that goes up into your neck or your jaw, your back, your shoulders. Those might be some different things that they experience. And when we do some diagnostic tests on women, just because we don't maybe see something in the bigger part of the artery, a lot of times it can be deeper in that what we call microvascular area. down below. So some of the tests for women, even though they might think something's happening, they can get discounted because we can't find it on tests.
Because you can't find it in the bigger, more natural places to look. It's kind of hiding in there.
Right.
So how do you find it? Is it through x-rays how do you find it down in there?
There's some different types of scans that they can do. Okay. They still will maybe have them in their larger arteries. And I say larger is that the main arteries. And when we get further down into that vasculature, it becomes much more narrowed. Mm-hmm. And so women tend to have it kind of in that microvasculature.
We've all seen ads on TV or on the internet that say, flush out your arteries, and they show the little plaque, the little yellow stuff getting washed out of your body. Is there any truth to that? Is there anything that people can do if they are developing some of those blockages that they could eat, drink, or shuffle or do something to get rid of that? Or is that all just a marketing lie?
I don't know of anything in that arena. I do know that everything that we talk about as far as lifestyle, that it promotes reversal.
Yes.
The potential for reversal. There are
That's the important word, reversal, not just stop it where it's at, but actually make it better.
Right. Can at least stabilize, if not reverse. Is that going to be everybody? That depends on the type of plaques maybe somebody has and how well they're adhering to that. But we know that Pritikin and Ornish programs that for Medicare to pay for this, they had to prove a lot of outcomes. And you name whatever risk factor you have, if you stick with the program 100%, you will reduce those risk factors.
So give us again, we've just got about a minute and a half, but give us again those three pillars for Pritikin. Just kind of summarize for our audience and what they need to be looking at to try to do that reversal.
Okay.
And to keep themselves healthy.
So in the area of exercise, all of us should get 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise. That's 30 minutes a day for 5 days.
And moderate exercise is faster than you think it is. It's not a stroll.
Yeah, it's kind of brisk.
Right.
Yeah. So you're feeling your heart rate up.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can still carry on a conversation, but your heart rate is up.
Yeah.
Okay. And even if you do it in little chunks of time, you know, 10 minutes, if that's all you've got, do another. Right. But get 30 minutes in the day somewhere.
Okay.
You have an off, schedule for the week, maybe you do an hour one day and you make it up for it that way.
Okay.
So that you get 150 minutes.
Okay. That's good. What about food?
Food is, we're thinking about eating whole unprocessed foods, whole foods, beans, grains, nuts, seeds, fruits, lean meats, and non-fat, low-fat dairy in small quantities.
Okay.
Of the dairy and the meat.
And then this whole positive mindset. Boy, I think that's one that a lot of our audience maybe didn't anticipate, and how important that is.
Well, it definitely is, because if you don't have a healthy mindset and you're depressed and you're anxious, you probably don't have the energy to do the other good habits you're trying to adhere to. So it's really, really important. And part of that is good sleep. And a lot of people have sleep disorders too. And so we talk about that. We have a whole workshop on that also.
Well, Lori Morris, I am so glad that I had you on today. Oh. What a great part of the education process for our listeners out there to keep them healthy and to encourage them if they do have some kind of a health challenge. There are ways, like you were saying, to reverse it. Yes. I'll definitely invite you back.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Come on back next week. Kelly Emerson with Momentum Medical Massage and Spa or Massage is going to be with us to continue our discussion in her area of expertise at an exercise club and massage. So it's all for your good health and all to keep you, happy and positive and well-fed and not doing rehab with Lori. Even though we love Lori, I don't want to do rehab with her. So until next week, please take care of yourselves and may God richly bless you, my friends.